So I'm going to start with, I think I'm going to start with, Bill, I'm going to start with you real quick.
Okay.
Just about how it exactly works, because what we're encouraging people to do is do something they're going to do on Tuesday night anyway at some point, and that's have dinner.
Bingo.
Yeah.
And hopefully they'll come visit one of the four McDonald's that you indicated that we have the three locations here in Twin Falls and, of course, the one in Buell. And with four stations, we'll have one of your compadre stations
from across the hall. Yeah, whatever you want to call them. It's
at
good.
All the different locations to help welcome the folks and so forth. But the whole idea, of course, is to get people, as you say, they're coming, they're going to have dinner anyway that night. So let's get them coming to McDonald's. And a portion of what they spend at McDonald's will go to help kids in this community by way of the South Central Community Action Agency.
Yeah, and the way I understand it, too, is the more we eat, if we reach certain levels, the more McDonald's will be able to donate as well, right?
That is correct, Brad. We will donate 15% of the total gross proceeds for the first $2,000 that is raised in that three-hour period, and that's per store, by the way.
Okay.
And then anything that comes in beyond the $2,000, we will donate 20%.
Nice. Wow.
So the whole idea is to get people in there, more people, more spend more dollars, and the more they come and the more they spend, the more is going to go to the South Central Community Action Agency, specifically, I might add, just for school supplies for needy children.
Yeah, and that leads me to Ken Robinette. Good morning, sir.
Good
How are you?
Morning. Good
so
morning.
The funds that are to come in from this event, how exactly, so that goes to you, and then you acquire the school supplies. How do you work with the school districts?
Basically, we have staff that work with each school district, and we get the school supply list from them. And then as funds come in, and I might add, this is being made possible by the Kyle family.
Absolutely.
And all of their great contributions. They are great community supporters, and we really appreciate being part of this event this year. But all the funds that come in, we take those. We go purchase at local, like Kmart, Shopko, Target, those stores, and we work on discounts. Because we're a tax-exempt organization, we don't pay sales tax. So we can increase the volume of supplies that we buy.
Nice. And then you work with and so if somebody says, hey, I might have a situation or know somebody with a need, then we should have them contact you.
Absolutely. Okay. Have them contact South Central Community Action at 733-9351, and they'll get connected to the right department. We also have an office in Gooding. We have an office in Burley. So we spread this out throughout the Magic Valley, and we make sure we get the supplies to the kids that need them.